Well, it always starts off with the opening of the Visitor Information Center and 9 in the morning. And then there's a little Norway art show.
Yes, the museum is going to be open for public viewing of community artwork. And they have some special art displays planned. So be sure and stop by and see the local talent.
Pickled Herring Band's back again. And they'll start playing the long-term care at 11 in the morning on Thursday.
Yes, this is their 10th year joining our festival, so stop and say hi to them when you see them on the street. And they will be going to long-term care at 11 a.m., as well as Mountain View Manor at 1 p.m.
Talk about make it, take it, rose mauling class for folks who might not have done it before.
So this is a really fun opportunity to paint your own ornament or magnet with a Norwegian design, a rose mauling design. And this year, the class will be taking place at the community activity room up at the Aquatic Center.
A new band, at least to Petersburg anyway, is coming to town for the festival?
Yes, thanks to the Petersburg Arts Council. They're bringing the Borealis Brass from Fairbanks, a four-person band.
And they're going to have a local member playing with them as well, a fifth person, Campbell Longworth.
Yes.
Petersburg High School graduate will be playing with them for at least a couple different concerts and workshops. I know they're going to have a mini concert at noon on Thursday?
In Assembly Chambers. And make sure everybody to stop by and say hi to Campbell.
Then they'll be performing at 7 p.m. on Friday night at the Holy Cross House.
And then they're also going to be having a short performance in the pageant on Saturday, too.
Great. And also on Thursday is the, well, first of kind of the style for the festival, the little live Norwegian sweater modeling event in the window at Lee's.
The employees at Lee's and their volunteer models have really been having a lot of fun these last couple years doing live modeling in the window, showing off the finest Norwegian sweaters in town.
2 to 4 p.m. on Thursday, there's also a silver tea to honor the staff of Petersburg Medical Center, and then the septathlon.
Yes, first ever septathlon. The Viking Swim Club has challenged alumni in 7 events, 50 fly, 50 back, 50 breast, 50 free, 100 IM, 25 underwater, and the 4x25 fun relay. You may join all of the events or just one, and you actually don't have to have gone to Petersburg High School to join the alumni team.
And then the Wild Celery Art Show.
Polly Keeneman is having her second art show at Wild Celery, and she has a lot of pieces that she works on throughout the year. They're just gorgeous.
Last year was amazing, and I cannot wait to see what she has on display this year.
Softball as well starts up on Thursday.
Yes, there's been a softball tournament the last few years, and it's been renamed the Eric Coral Memorial Softball Tournament, which is very cool. We have teams coming from out of town, and it's a big event.
And then there's the melodrama, which I know has been a tradition at least the last 2 decades I've been here anyway.
I have heard this year it is going to be a fabulous show as always. This year it is Way Out West in a Dress or Life's a Hurdle When You're Wearing a Girdle. And it's sponsored by the Petersburg Arts Council along with the Mitkoff Mummers. It is going to be a great show. Be sure and get out and attend.
That's at 7 p.m. for the first performance.
Yes, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.